This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is my brutality!
You're here with Luke on Checkpoint, and I am so delighted right now to be joined by WWE superstar. She's an Aussie. We love her to death down here. The Eradicator, Rhea Ripley. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to see you. And I want to say, first off, congratulations on winning the Royal Rumble this year. Like, huge, huge moment. How did that feel, winning such a huge event?
Dude, it was absolutely insane. To think that I was wrestling at the Estonian Hall in Adelaide, South Australia, in front of like 100 people, to then going out at the Royal Rumble and winning the whole thing and hearing the crowd erupt and just go absolutely mental. Man, it was a real cool experience. And not only just winning it, but being out there in front of the crowd for over an hour and like just having that experience and mingling with the crowd and everyone in the ring at the same time. And just like, I don't know, I was living my best life. I was having the time of my life.
You can absolutely tell. And you made history, like the first woman to win from the number one entry all the way to the end, fourth person in history to ever do that. I mean, that must have been such a cool, special moment.
It was. It's a real cool history moment for me. I'm all about making history and ticking things off my bucket list. And like, this is just a huge thing for me. Watching the Royal Rumble back home, having days off of school or work just to see it, and then going into the 2023 one and, you know, winning the whole thing. It's so insane. So
absolutely
insane.
That's so awesome. And I want to talk about, you know, the fact that you have these local roots here in Australia, starting in Adelaide. I feel like with Aussie wrestling, we're right up there when it comes to talent. You know, we've seen some fantastic Aussie wrestlers make waves in WWE, yourself included, of course. What is it about Aussie wrestling? Is there something in the water over here? What's going on?
There must be, man. I think because, like, we were so deprived of WWE when we were like, I guess, growing up and like even like as wrestlers, because it was hard to watch for one, and for two, like being a wrestler in Australia, you get told that you're probably not going to make it because like WWE didn't really go to Australia and hold tryouts and look at Australian talent. So I think it just like drove us all crazy to the point where we just trained so extremely hard and just perfected our craft and really just like shone through the little holes that were there and showed the world that like we do have that talent and we do have that drive. And it pretty much like made them come down to Australia and look at us all quite a few times, and like they picked up quite a few of us and we're doing extremely well. And there's still so many like talent in Australia that are just so fantastic, and they really do deserve to be over here in America working for the WWE and living their dreams of being a WWE superstar. Like, I really hope that we go back and do another tryout, because I know so many people down there that deserve this spotlight. They've been working so hard. And I think that's one thing, like just being told that you can't do something. So you just push and persevere. And I mean, at the end of the day, you can't stop yourself from shining. So
amazing. And I want to talk about that shining with women's wrestling in particular, because it's really grown and been awesome over the last few years in particular. You know, you're a huge part of that in terms of the women's revolution. And of course, back in the first Mae Young Classic back in 2017, and here you are on the road to WrestleMania. What's it like being involved in such a cool time for women's wrestling, and yourself particularly? Like, you mix it up with the guys. You had a match with a male superstar on Raw last year. Like, you're body slam people on the outside. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy journey, and it's been really cool watching the women's division just evolve and grow. And we're finally getting the spotlight that we've been fighting for years. Like, to have women main event WrestleMania, like that's something that we never thought was going to happen. And we all wanted it to. We kept pushing and showing everyone that we could go just as hard as the guys do. And we could get over just as much as them. We could sell as much merch as them. We could do all these different things that they never really believed in us with. And it's just, it's not even just wrestling in general. It's like just sport and everything. Like women have always been sort of held back in a way where now we're pushing the boundaries and we're pushing it. And like, you can't ignore us anymore, which is really cool to see how far it's come. But then also like for myself, like you said, having a match with Tozawa on WWE Raw television, that's something that I didn't think would happen, especially to someone like me. I didn't think it would be in my timeline. I thought there would still be down a little bit, like we'd have to work to that one. But to know that it's all changing and evolving and coming up so quickly, like I'm so intrigued and excited to see what the future holds for the women's division, because we're growing and you can't really stop us. We're shining. So yeah.
So good. It's so fun to see. And I want to talk about a fact as well. You know, WrestleMania is around the corner. You're up against Charlotte, old nemesis. Of course, when you guys fought, it was at WrestleMania, but it was in that empty arena situation. And many people, myself included, thought it was, you know, the best match on the card. So I want to know, like, is it feel like a real full circle moment to now be going to WrestleMania? This time you've won the Rumble, you're challenging for the title, but you get to do it in front of a massive crowd.
Yeah, it's wild to like think. It's definitely, we've swapped roles. But it's cool to come back to. Like, she won the Royal Rumble that time. And I was like, you know what? If she wants to challenge me, she can. Like, I'm not scared of her. So then she did. Now I've won. Now I've challenged her. So it's really a cool dynamic. And it's cool to see this story play out. Yes, that WrestleMania was weird in its own way because there was zero people in attendance. But like you said, like, we had such a great match and we've got such great chemistry when we go out there that I'm so excited for WrestleMania this year, because now we're going to have the crowd. We're going to have the adrenaline from all the noise that they're going to be making. And we're going to take it to that next level where we legit are going to leave everything we have in the ring. And I'm very excited to see what we bring to the table and what we leave in that ring, because I know that we're going to go as hard as we can. And I know she's extremely ready and I'm extremely ready. She's been my kryptonite for so long and I am sick and tired of it. And I've made it to this new stage in my life where I don't hold back. I don't care about nothing. I'm Rhea bloody Ripley for a reason, and I'm going to bring 110% of myself to WrestleMania, and I'm going to walk out with the gold. I'm going to become a Grand Slam champion because that's what I want. And I mean, you can't stop me when I want something. Look at Dom Dom. Wanted him, not him.
Absolutely. It's been really fun seeing your on-screen relationship develop over the last several months as well. And he's really come into his own too. How's it been? You know, obviously growing up as well, we saw some really fantastic factions, you know, with DX and Nation of Domination and stuff like that. And then here you are today, part of the Judgment Day, which is, you know, one of the coolest factions out there. What's it like being involved in, you know, basically faction wars in the modern era?
It's really cool. It's something that I didn't think that I would ever be a part of. I thought I was always going to be like a singles competitor, maybe in the tag team division for a little bit, but mostly singles. So to be a part of a group is so cool. And to know that that group started with a legend like Edge is even more insane. Like watching him when I was growing up, like I cried when he retired. He was one of my favorites. To then him recruiting me and Damian Priest, someone who I've come up with in NXT. We both came to the main roster at the exact same time. We've both been friends for a long time. We're very, very similar in and outside of the ring. So we're very, very close. To have us three in the Judgment Day and like sort of start it and build it from the ground, it was really, really cool. And then to see how it's evolved now, where we've kicked Edge out because he started telling us what the hell to do. And I don't like being told what to do. If you don't know, if you haven't realized, I don't like being told what to do. But now that it's Priest, and then we recruited Finn, and then we recruited Dom Dom. And it's been a really fun time. Like, we go out there and we're just having a ball. Like, we're having a blast. We're doing whatever the hell we want. We're acting however the hell we want to act. We're saying what we want. I move the way that I want to move, whether it's creepy one day, seductive the next. Like, you don't really know what you're going to get with me. I'm just doing what I feel in that moment. I know the boys are too. So it's been a lot of fun. And I hope that the judgment day sticks around for a long time, because this is like one of the funnest times in my career, and it really does feel like a family. Like, we're there for each other, we travel with each other, we do everything. Like, we've got our own group chat, we all chat to each other and tell each other what's up, share memes every now and then. So it does, it feels like a little family, and I'm having the time of my life.
It's time for someone to bring some gold to the judgment day, I think.
It certainly is. I couldn't agree more.
And I do want to talk as well. You know, we are here because WWE 2K23 does come out very, very soon. Did you play wrestling games when you were younger?
So I played them a couple times. I didn't actually own any, but I played them with my friend because our family friends, they had the games and they had the action figures and they had everything. So I would go there and play it, but I did enjoy it. I sucked at it. I definitely did suck at it. And I played it a couple years ago again. And I remember I was me and I wrestled in this big gauntlet match and I beat everyone. And the final was me versus Charlotte and I lost. And I was like, yo, I can't even beat her in 2K. This is ridiculous.
It's absolutely unfair.
Rigged.
What's it like seeing yourself in WWE 2K23? I mean, that must be pretty surreal, right? To see this version of you, especially with how good the games look nowadays. Like, it looks just like you.
Yeah, it's insane. I was watching a few of the clips on Instagram the other day and I'm like, yo, like, that's me. That's like, it looks exactly like me. It walks exactly like me. You've got Finn and Priest there next to me. Dom hasn't been added yet, but I know people are going to do it. But it's insane to see how like spot on it is. Even just like my tattoos are in the game. Everything. It's just, it's so wild to know that I've made it to not only WWE, but I've made it to become an action figure, to become a pop runner, to become, to be in WWE 2K23. Like, it's just all these things are happening and it's so overwhelming. And you sort of like forget how amazing they are until you really sit down and think about it. And you're like, yo, like, I've changed the game. Like, I'm doing all this cool stuff and it's really, really amazing to see. I think that 2K definitely killed it this year around. I think everything is so extremely spot on and it's one that I'm actually really excited to play.
Awesome. Well, Rhea, it has been such a pleasure chatting with you. I can't wait to play as you in 2K23. I can't wait to see you take home the gold at WrestleMania, take down the Queen, do it for Australia. We're all cheering you on from down here all the time. Rhea, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you, likewise, dude. I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I
eat, sleep, bleed. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.